Hello?
Hi, it's Sarah. Sorry I missed your call.
Yeah, it's okay, Sarah. Okay, I had two questions for you. Okay, so was last week login
What
was
about last week?
accurate? Huh?
What about last week?
Was the login I signed in and out, did I do okay?
Let me check for you 1 second.
Because it seemed like it was a little off.
Oh, your payment?
Yeah.
1 minute.
Yeah, you can turn that on there yesterday. Yeah.
From the first, I don't, well, you, since you didn't work on Sunday, the work week is from Sunday to Saturday. There's Monday three, 1 second. 8 to 9 to 10 to 11.
Because even though I might have been late, like, because I had a lot of appointments last week, and I know, like, a lot of my sign-ins were, like, hella, I just, like, tried to do it in session, but what I should have did is what I typically do with you, like, to let you know. But I was so busy.
No worries, that's okay. No, it's all good. Like, I don't think his check was really short.
Yeah, he said he got two something.
Yeah, but he did all his hours. He did 4 hours, 4 hours, 4 hours, 2.5, that's 2.5, four. Oh, maybe it was short a half hour, but nothing more than that.
Okay, and so.
It looks good.
Okay.
He did everything right.
So if I. Okay, I have a question for you. So if I was to go to the hospital, right? And then the hours he helping the nurses and stuff, wouldn't that still count? How would I get that to you?
No, he can't clock in when you're in the hospital because the hospital's billing for you.
So,
Those hours could be
cause
made
that,
up. Are you in the hospital any of these days? Is that why you ask?
huh?
Were you in the hospital recently? Like, is that why you're wondering?
No, I wanted to go, but I was trying to see how
Oh, I
that.
hear. Yeah, so you have to, if you're going to the hospital, he doesn't clock in, and I would delete the visit, and he can make them up the time a different time. So it's not like it's wasted hours. It can just be used later in the month.
Okay, well, I'm not going to do that one then.
Well, I'm saying if you need to go to the hospital, you go to the hospital and then just don't have him clock in.
Okay, well, I'm not going to go because he needs all the help he can get, so, and I got plenty of something to do around the house.
Okay. But he can make it up a different time. So let's say you go to the hospital on Monday, you come back on Tuesday afternoon. Tuesday, as soon as you're discharged, he could clock in and count it, clock in for extra hours to make up from the missed day on Monday.
Okay, so it'll be
Do you understand
instead
what I'm
of.
saying?
Okay,
Instead of
so.
clocking in for 2 hours, let's say for four, he usually clocks in for 4 hours. Instead of clocking in for 4 hours on Tuesday, he can clock in for 8 hours on Wednesday, but you have to let me know. Like, you'll have to call me up and be like, I was in the hospital yesterday. He's going to clock in for an extra 4 hours today.
Okay, so that's what I was in reference because. I didn't. Okay, so what? Okay. So, for 2 days, I had pneumonia, but he was there with me, though.
Oh, in the
And I still,
hospital.
yeah, I still clocked him because he was still helping
Oh,
with the
no.
nurses and still under my care.
So, which days was that? Because I will have to let the billing department know.
I just got out yesterday.
Oh. No,
I
it's
was only
fine.
there 2 days.
Okay, so I'm going to delete those days. So, he'll make up the hours different time. Don't worry. But which days is it? It's Wednesday and Thursday? Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday?
No, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Tuesday, Wednesday. Okay, so what I'm doing right now is I'm taking out these hours if he wants them to be included on this week's check, this next week's check, meaning on next week Friday, a week from today. 1 minute.
Next week, yeah.
So there's 4 hours deleted.
Because he's washing clothes now. He's at work right now.
Perfect. So I deleted one Tuesday and Wednesday, and he can make up the hours, meaning on 8:30, 12, 15. Hours today. If he wants to do an extra, does he want to do 8 hours? We could do from 8.
Yeah, this is why I'm talking to you. Yes.
Awesome. So he'll do from 8 to 4 today. That's 8 hours. I'm putting him on from 8 to 4. Now he's already clocked in. He could do 8 hours today and 8 hours tomorrow.
Back that up. And so just put that down.
Yeah, I put it all down. So let me make sure.
Okay.
Oh no, that's being overtime. 1 minute. Let me calculate his schedule again. It looks like his schedule is a little bit over. 74.5 divided by 30 times 7. 17 hours divided by, how many days do we do? We do 4 days, right?
Yeah, you do Monday through Friday.
So 5 days.
Ooh, that one Sunday, I thought it was Monday when I clocked it in on a Sunday.
Oh, let me see.
So,
well, look, his schedule's a little bit over, actually. He's supposed to be doing more like 3.5 hours per day and not 4.
Okay, so I just know so what it is like with my appointments, when I be late clocking us in, that sometimes throw me out. That's why I needed just to get with you and get it right.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I know a couple, I can't remember, and I can tell you, they try me on new medicine with mental health and stuff, too. Like, my clock can be kind of, so this is why I'm calling, so we can get everything situated back in, you know what I mean? Because a couple of them days, like I said, I can't remember what days to be exact, but, like, I was late because I was, like, filling out paperwork or I was talking, you know.
That's totally fine. No problem. It's okay if you were late a little bit of times, because it's not going to mess up the schedules. It goes based on the hours. It doesn't go based on the time he clocks in, so it's fine.
So, like, if I did, like, 8:38, I won't clock this out until 12:38. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's good. That's perfectly fine.
Okay,
actually, what I just realized, Toya, is that the schedule, unfortunately, was a little bit over time. So what I just did was I updated it. So he should clock in for 8 hours today, and he shouldn't clock in tomorrow. And the reason why how we're going to do this is we're going to make it up the rest of the month. He should clock in from 8 to 11:30. And his check next week is going to be a tad short. But then it will help him for the rest of the month that he'll still be able to clock in. So 8 hours today and next weekend on from 8 to 11:30.
Okay, I don't understand. Because last month we were doing 8 to 1. And then you was like, when it comes to the new month, do 8 to 12.
Right, so if you're doing 8 because you only started in the middle of the month.
It's not even the middle. It's still the beginning of the month, Sarah.
No, you started on the 11th.
Huh?
You started your first day with Deluxe Home Care was on the 11th.
Of May.
Of May, yeah.
Okay, it's the 11th now.
Right. So the reason why you put extra hours was because we were making up.
I'm confused. Okay. Help me get back on track so we can get back on track. Because I thought when we came in the month of June, you said do 8 to 12.
I know, but it looks like the schedule, for some reason, I'm just checking it one more time. It was a drop over. I think it was missed. It was a drop missed.
So we're behind. Actually, we're behind hours if I'm giving us to 8 to 12 because it's not a full course.
No, you're over hours. That's why I'm saying you have to start clocking in for less time. You have to clock in from 8 to 11:30 instead of from 8 to 12.
That doesn't make sense, but okay.
Because look, you have 74.25 hours for the month. I'm splitting it between 30 days and I'm making weekly hours. It comes out to about 17 hours. It just, the calculation, the way it comes out is it comes out to exactly 3 hours and 28 minutes and 56 seconds if you want to know the exact precise amount. Now,
okay. You
can do 3.5 hours each day, and that's going to let us clock in all month. Besides, for one day, we'll be a little off, but if you follow the schedule, it will be good. So what I suggest you do is tomorrow, you're going to have him clock, today, you're going to have him clock in for 8 hours from 8 to 4 p.m., all of those hours, 8 hours today. Now, continuing on for the rest of the month, you're going to do 8 until 11:30 a.m.
Can we pick up, just to make it even, can we pick up Saturday and Sunday?
No.
Just this once?
No, because then it's going to be too
no,
many hours.
No, can't do that.
No,
okay.
If you want, I can split it between today and tomorrow. If you want to do 4 hours today and 4 hours tomorrow, that's fine.
Okay, let's do it like that.
Okay.
Would that balance it out?
Today until from 8 to 12.
And then 8 to 12 tomorrow.
And then 8 to 12 tomorrow.
And then Monday we'll be back at what? 8 to 11:30 or 8 to 12?
8 to 11:30. Just 8 to 12 today and tomorrow. And then Monday is 8 to 1.
8 and 1?
8 to 11:30, sorry.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, so write it down. Today, tomorrow, 8 to 12.
Okay.
And Monday, and for the rest of the month, 8 until 11:30.
Okay. All right, I got you. And so for the remainder of next week, it'd be 8 to 11:30, period.
What
okay, well, now we go back to, well, will you just let me know when we go back to 12?
Yeah, you're not going to go back to 12.
Not for this month.
Now it's going to be for this month. It could be maybe it will change sometime and you'll go back to 12. For now, you're always going to be 11:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
But do that balance out his hours, though?
This is using all the hours.
Okay.
Yeah. If you have any other questions, then give me a call back. I can.
Okay, basically. Okay, so he had one more question. Okay, so these next two is going to be a little shorter than what they originally are, or that's what I meant when I say the balance.
Yeah, the balance is going to be a little bit shorter.
Okay.
Now, if you want to get more hours, if you want to see, you can try calling the state and see if they'll approve you for more hours. But as of now, this is what it's going to be.
Okay. Until July, right?
Yeah. You can call me back on July 1st. I can tell you if it changed.
Okay. Now, that I would do.
All right. Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure. Bye.
Bye-bye.